USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The coroner's office in Lee County, Alabama says the death toll stands at 23 from yesterday's tornado, including three children, the youngest age six. Sheriff Jay Jones.
I have not seen this type of level of destruction ever in my experience here in Lee County. And that covers a span back, I know, for at least 50 years. We have not had anything of this nature.
The White House says it's received the House Judiciary Committee's letter requesting documents related to the Trump administration family and business. It's part of an expanding Russia investigation. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the White House Counsel's Office and relevant officials will review the letter and respond at the appropriate time. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says it's clear President Trump obstructed justice. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
While the U.S. and North Korea have been conducting talks to denuclearize the North, North Korean hackers have been hitting strategic U.S. locations. New York Times reporter Nicole Perlroth says banks in New York and oil companies in Houston were among the many targets.
We don't know exactly what they were taking, but when you think about why a nation state would be attacking companies in the energy sector, you start to think more about some of these physical attacks that could cause some damage.
The North Koreans also hacked an unidentified U.S. water facility. Beverly Hills 90210 star Luke Perry has died at age 52. He passed away after suffering a massive stroke. He was surrounded by his children, his fiancé, and also his ex-wife. Also by his side, his siblings and his parents were with him as well. Many fans are grieving the loss over social media. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Last week's number one movie remains champion at the box office.
We did it! The world's first dragon Viking utopia.
Oh my god. He's not the only one.
She's a light fury.
You.
The Universal release How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World is still tops at the box office, bringing in $30 million. Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral debuts at number 2 with $27 million. Alita Battle Angel drops down to number 3 with $7 million. The Lego Movie 2, the second part from Warner Brothers, is at number 4 with $6 million. And the movie that took Best Picture this year at the Oscars, The Green Book from Universal Pictures, is at number 5, bringing in $4 million over the weekend. Gas prices are going up again. John Clemens has details.
That price is up 3.5 cents a gallon, now for a national average of $2.43. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com has an interesting perspective on the increase in gasoline prices.
Fewer than 700 gas stations in the U.S. are selling gasoline under $2 a gallon. That compares to a peak number of stations under $2 a gallon that reached over 40,000 in early January.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.